Mark, we're less than a week away from the Texas Bowl. Texas A&M, Kansas State. It's a nice rematch of the 1998 Big 12 title game. A little different cast of characters this time around. That was 18 years ago, but nonetheless, what a fun matchup, and it's happening right here at NRG Stadium.
Absolutely. It's become one of the best bowls in the country, the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl. And yes, the Aggies, Kansas State. Hey, Lone Star Sports and Entertainment president and Texans president Jamie Root says it's more than just a game.
A lot of activities for the teams. Rodeo Bowl, which was rated the best bowl week event by Sports Illustrated. We have a scavenger hunt that they do with the DePelchin kids out at our wonderful Children's Museum. And those two take place on the 26th. On the 27th is an opportunity for the fans to get in the mix with our team luncheon. Over at the Westin Galleria. And then again that night with Bowl Bash, which happens down in Midtown, the Entertainment District, both fans of both schools coming together to celebrate. And then Tex Fest on game day. And then I didn't mention our newest event, our kickoff concert, which will happen at the House of Blues on the 26th of December, the Monday. Opportunity for fans to come out and experience Robert Earl Keane, because as we think about the Texas Bowl, it's about a celebration of the culture, heritage, and football tradition of Lone Star State. And over 11 years, we've built out an amazing stable of events for both the teams and for the fans.
Mark, there have been jokes on Twitter accompanied by pictures of John Harris, our radio sideline reporter of Texans TV, Texans Radio.
He gets into it a little bit, right?
Celebrating, yes.
A little bit.
Big plays that the Texans make, and some have said John Harris loves football more than your mother loves you. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but clearly he's passionate about it. And last week, he was pretty passionate about a Wendell Williams catch from Tom Savage.
Yes, he was. He's been caught in these situations before. So you take John Harris and you put him in some other situations, and that's what the Dog Blitz wanted to do before his picks segment this week.
Those are some pretty aggressive picks there by you and Blitz.
Yes.
The Jaguars. I'm cool if it happens.
Well, I know I want the Jaguars to win, but I'm picking the Titans, Colts, Patriots, Buccaneers. I don't think the Jaguars are going to win, but go Doug Marrone. Go Jags.
Yes.
Get it done.
Go Jags. We thank you so much for watching. Mark, hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week.